Thank you. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our last case this evening is 12,165. Tilcon Materials Incorporated is seeking a special use exception to have an asphalt batching plant under Section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Building Code. The property is located on the west side of Joseph Lane, approximately 1,745 feet north of Bunting Road. The 911 address is 22351 Joseph Lane, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 53.09. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. This application is for a renewal for 5 years and was previously approved in 2001 under case number 7,357, in 2006 under case number 9,629, and in 2013 under case number 11,230.
So you got to be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jay Miller, 6470 Millington Road, Clayton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here for the usage for that asphalt plant there on Joseph's Road. Like she stated, we're continual. I think we've been there for, I think this is 20 years now, so. Just reaffirming that for the next 5 years.
Wow.
20 years.
Been that long, yeah.
Blew by, didn't it?
It is. So nothing has changed whatsoever?
It's not a batch plant. It's a drum plant. I did notice that. But it has been a drum plant as long as I've been there. And I think I was here in 2013. So yeah. Nothing from that point. I mean, we've upgraded a few things. But
right.
Upgraded like the bag house to help with emissions and different things. So more improvements than anything else, but yeah, nothing. Okay.
Just ordinance terminology.
Yeah.
I wasn't here in 2013, so guess what? I want to hear what the difference is between a batch plant and a drum plant.
Okay, a drum plant is a I'm sorry.
And does it create more traffic?
No. It's actually less traffic because we can make it earlier, stored in silos. A drum plant does a continuous mix. So we would make 200 tons, 300 tons an hour of material. With a batch plant, you only make batches of 3 to 5 tons. So that's the difference. A batch plant has a huge tower that the trucks drive under, and you drop the batches in the back of the truck. Ours has silos and a drum continuous plant with a drag.
Okay.
I don't think there's any batch plants left in Delaware, I believe. I'm pretty sure of that. Now, Richards is up in Newcastle. I think his is still a batch.
Is that the same material? Is it the same material as a drum plant?
Yeah, it makes the same material. Same. It just is a different.
Yeah. Hold it longer.
A drum plant is more of a newer type. Yeah.
Type, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but again, this is still, I think that's been there since the 70s, I think.
Can you zoom in on that? You've not had any violations with DENRAC or anything?
No. We're current with all of our permits and everything as well.
How do you get the water so blue?
Say that again, sir.
How do you get the water so blue?
Them are actually, so we don't have a part of that. That's Joseph. But that's actually what the sea level is. So if there's no boats or anything of that nature, that's really like a non-polluted water. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like boats and stuff, not like trash, but yeah, like boats and oils and stuff. So yeah, that's sea level. Plus it's really deep. So like the dark blue one there, that's probably 100 foot, probably something of that nature.
Okay. Underground springs, bring it.
It's crazy fish in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's staying like that.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to fish because it's like part of M Shoal and you can't fish there. It's like a mining site almost. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. So the millings that are taken up in the road, do they come back to your site and you store them there and then
recycle? Yep. So we have state approved mixes now that are up to 40% and through that plant. So that's a hot mix is the most recycled thing in the United States. So.
Hot mix?
Yeah.
Okay.
When this case first came before us, made Mr. Joseph very unhappy with me.
Yeah.
and we originally found that, just for history purposes, that we had required that all the traffic be routed to the road back off of the, off 113.
Mm-hmm.
And then the court sent it back down to us saying that we could not rule on the traffic from the sand plant, only from the asphalt plant.
And all of our traffic, actually, we just
it comes out on,
repaired some of that road.
Yeah.
Actually, a couple weeks ago.
It goes to the end of the runway where,
yep,
because he did not want, Mr. Joseph did not want it to go across his $1 million runway.
Right.
Did you change over to natural gas? It says here that you were going to.
Yeah, we have, yep.
Yep.
You have?
Yeah, yep. We've been running on natural gas since the last permit, so that would have been
5 years.
5 years, I think. Yep. Yeah. Well, we're due for another permit,
right,
next year, right, through Denrec. So we have been. Yeah, it's been
just about 5 years.
Yeah, just about 5 years.
1997 when you started, or they started. You said you were.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, Mr. Mills.
Mm-hmm.
1997.
So that's when they put the plan in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dale and I have been on the board 5 years.
And that's like I said, back to the airport. You know, they wanted the road messed up, so they didn't go across it. Well, that's when the stock car drivers come down pretty good, though, too. Remember, they landed with the plane. So it's how long it's been. Give you a quick history, that's enough. Yeah. But
well, we have some mix that's going to go down at the Georgetown Airport here in the coming in the future. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've already put some down. We put a runway down.
Mm-hmm.
On the side closest to Route 9, I think we did that runway.
Mm-hmm.
Probably maybe 4 years ago, I think, or something. And now we're going to do another one.
Okay.
Some repair work, so, yeah.
Yeah. Big things happening.
We'll see if they pave the speedway. Then
I've heard them talk of it.
Yeah, I have too. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
Well, they did pave Dover Downs.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, you got that paved. That's possible.
Yeah, we have that plant, too, across from the air base. We actually did a...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Did emergency repair. We just did a huge runway at Dover Air Force Base out of the plant next to that, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you responsible for the road going out of the plant? I
mean, yes,
do you maintain it?
Yes, we do. Yep.
And it comes out around that White House, correct, and out that way?
The White House is knocked down. I think the one that was in the field there.
No, that brick home. Almost up to...
To the entrance.
To the entrance.
That's all private property, and they maintain it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, up to that little development.
There's a little side house when you come out, but we support all the way up to the stop sign. Or not to the stop sign before 13, but the stop sign of Joseph
up there.
Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. That brick house right up by the plant, which you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
That one there?
Yeah.
Now, that has a huge... fence that blocks from our area, so that's why I apologize. I didn't know that it was a white brick one. I don't ever see that one because it's actually blocked through the fence.
But you maintain that road beside it.
So right there from where the 50 is,
yes,
all the way back to the asphalt plant, we do maintain that.
Okay.
And we just actually did repairs a few weeks ago to that. Yes.
That's right.
Make sure that the corners weren't dipping and stuff. So,
and that's okay. That's all your all's property. Private property.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay, any further questions, Mr.
I take it. It looks like there's trees there. So do you have trees kind of buffering at least the one end there on the other side of the road? Is that what I see in the aerial?
From where
on
this
the west side.
Yeah, the left side of that aerial photo. It looks like there's a line.
Yeah,
of trees
that's
there.
Yeah. Now that gets back into the portion of the Melvin Joseph areas, but yes, there is a tree buffer there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you had any complaints about any of the uses from the plant?
No.
All right. How many trucks are coming and going from there on a day-to-day basis?
Not including the sand plant, which I'm not sure about exactly what they do. We do roughly about 1,000 tons a day, so that's 50 trucks.
Okay. Yeah, because what we're looking at is just the drum plant here, so not the sand plant. So.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, I don't have. Yeah.
Okay. And... no issues with dust or anything like that kicking around, vibration, noise?
No, I think we're far enough away, and there's a huge buffer. Even if you zoom out a little bit, there's a tree buffer between the closest house to us as well, there in that back area where you see the top pink. All of that is a tree buffer from where we sit.
All right, I have no further questions.
When you were doing a batching plant, did you have less trucks coming and going from that plant?
No. I think the less trucks now is just basically on the bids that Deldot has set forth. It's slower in the industry now than what it has been in the past.
But when you started 20 years ago, it was certainly...
I was still in high school, so... No, but I'm... it was different tonnage-wise, yeah. So looking at the history, I'm also part of the Delaware Asphalt Paving Association. I'm the president for them. And looking through the history, these are one of the lesser amounts of tonnage that we have did throughout the industry.
Now?
Yeah, in the last 5 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did higher numbers in the 80s and early 90s than what we're doing now. And I think it's more funding. It's transportation fund more than it is anything.
But you weren't there. And then when were you there?
I started in 98. Not with this company, but I started in the industry in 98.
When did this, 20 years ago?
97.
97, mm-hmm. Okay.
22.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're getting old, Dale.
Yeah, we are that one. They're getting there.
All of you are getting old.
We'll move on.
Somebody had a birthday not long ago.
Yeah, and he's still the baby.
I got one coming. Now, Brady. Are there any further questions for members of the board?
I'm just concerned for the neighbors.
Right. Yeah. Well, and their concern was that with the truck traffic, but there was an additional truck traffic from here. It was only from the sand plant.
Yeah, that was a big one. Was
the and the trucks go actually out the opposite way. So they would go down and turn right and go down towards the bottom of the stream through the sand plant.
Right.
We don't have any asphalt trucks that go that way.
Do they have sand plant trucks that go from that?
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of beach replenishment, I know. Yeah. How much tonnage they sell on a daily, right. I couldn't tell you that.
That's okay.
But that was the biggest concern. They already had too much truck traffic. They didn't want any more, so that was the...
Yeah.
We did make that traffic go to the 113.
Back then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions. All right.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do you wish to come forward, ma'am, be sworn in? Do you wish to speak also, ma'am? Do you wish to speak too?
No, right now.
Well, you need to come up and be sworn in.
I hear what you have to say.
Well, if you could, I'd like for you to come up and be sworn in. Then
if you plan on speaking, we can swear you in now, and then if you wish to speak, you could speak. If not.
Yeah, that way.
You don't have to.
You don't have to speak, ma'am. We just want to have it done.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rebecca Brazier. 2211 Brazier Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
And your name and address?
Jerry Clark, G-E-R-I, 2217 Brazier Road, Georgetown.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
Well, I'm here again. I was back there in 1997 trying to stop this plant. I'm not really here to stop it. I'm here to ask some questions.
Okay.
Because it seems like every 5 years, apparently, something's being done, and many times I don't know about it. First of all, is it a batching plant or is it a drum plant? Because I can't really hear you guys out there. So which is it, a batching plant or a drum plant?
He stated to us it's a drum plant.
Drum plant.
Okay. So there's not really a new plant being built. It's the same one.
They just have to come back for renewal every 5 years.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yep.
What stipulations were on this plant in 1997? Ooh. Was there a time period that they were supposed to start and a time period they were supposed to end? Because in my memory, they were not supposed to start till 6 o'clock in the morning and end like at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I may be wrong because it's been several years.
I think there was, but there were We did allow for certain projects to had to be, you know, start early on occasion, but I don't recall, and we're hoping that we'll get some insight here.
That's
real
a very soon. Good point. Very good question.
Because I can tell you, in the morning it's quite noisy with the trucks backing up and sure. The slamming of the trucks, and it does go on a lot longer at nighttime before. Another stipulation, there wasn't going to be any noise. Well, there is noise. There is an odor in the air because I live in a 100-year-old farmhouse, and you can smell it. And there's ash in the air that goes on the windows around the property. We've also had problems with water. Many of our people in the area have had to drill new wells because of the water that's taken out from the asphalt plant here. The other thing... I went out
the asphalt plant or the sand plant?
Or whatever one's there. They've got, as you can see, they have a lot of water.
Well, that's not the asphalt plant. That's the sand plant.
Whichever one is causing a problem because the wells are going bad in that area. Because of, so if they're going to be using more water, you know, I just want to know that too. Mm-hmm. The other thing is I go out every morning to Millsboro. And the way they have it on Brazier Road, there's a house and there's a large fence. And for some reason, they put a stop sign so that the business people can get out. There was never a stop. I've lived there 67 years. There was never a stop sign down that road. Melvin used to come in, and he would go to Mary Road to get out. There was not supposed to be a stop sign there. The stop sign, I mean, that road is a state road. It shouldn't have a stop sign for a business. This morning I left home, and as I stopped at the sign, there were two trucks barreling out there, and there was already two trucks at the end of the stop going to 113. There was another asphalt truck coming in that road, and everybody, there was not hardly any room for anybody to pass. In fact, I pulled off because it's just dangerous there. And that's the only concern I have. It's dangerous in the area. Water has had to be put in for people. Wells have had to be changed. Something needs to be done with the amount of trucks that come in and out there. It's too dangerous, and we have 3 day care centers in that area. I didn't get my group together tonight. I usually bring in my 60, 70 people, like fighting that manure plant. But things have got to change. Like I say, it's dangerous. There's going to be accidents there, especially when they go out on Route 113. I'm just trying to make a warning. You know, I try to be a good neighbor, but I have to look out for our neighborhood, too. And it's very dangerous. It's just not a good thing. Let me see if I have anything else here. Like I say, I just keep looking out for my neighbors. If I think this is going to be a problem, I'll try to get my 70, 80 people to the county council.
Right. Well, one question on these accidents. Have you got anything on the accidents?
Well, there's not any accident. There's going to be. Oh, I mean, like this morning, when the tourist traffic, I mean, I don't know. I haven't checked that out. But with the tourist traffic, like today, trying to get four trucks across that middle and one coming in, something's going to happen. It's just bound to happen. There's going to be something happen at that stop sign because you have to actually pull way up past that wall, and if you do it too fast, some truck's going to hit somebody sometime. I've just been waiting. And someone that doesn't know where that stop sign is. Like I said, that stop sign should be for the business people to stop. And I understand why the asphalt plant and sand plant doesn't want their trucks to stop. It saves them money. And they don't have to do all the gears. Mm-hmm. But it's not a good thing for the community.
Ma'am, yes. Who put the stop sign up?
I have no idea. It had to be done because it belonged at the time to Melvin Joseph.
So it's on the road or it's on their property?
On their road.
It's on our road. I have no...
Well, Delphi had put that up then.
Okay, well then, I understand that someone in the community told DelDOT that that was Melvin's road, or it was part of the public road. I've lived there 67 years. It was never part of the public road.
Well, so you got to take your thing to DelDOT.
I've gone to DelDOT.
Come back into what she's talking. Up on 130.
Could you show us where you're looking for that sign is?
Yeah, come down.
Okay. So right there where the pointer is?
Yeah. So we used to come right around this curve.
Right.
We never had a stop sign there.
Okay.
Apparently, Mr. Joseph or somebody that had some pull got the state highway to put the stop sign here, right here. Taxpayers pay for this road. And that stop sign should have never been there.
When was it put up, the stop sign?
I think it was within a year of starting the asphalt. Yes. We were told that they were going to have a stop sign.
Can you step up so that we can catch you on the microphone? We can't catch the mic that far away.
It's been 20 years.
Well, no, it hasn't been 20 years.
No.
No, it's not been.
No, I'm just saying.
He worked on it a few years before.
But, no, it's not been 20 years. It's just been in the last, I'd say.
Well, don't you think
that the stop sign has been there for many, many years.
Don't you think the stop sign there makes it safer for your neighborhood?
Well, if we didn't have to pull out past the fence and the bushes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite dangerous there, and that road needs to be widened.
So you're saying that once you do pull out enough to see, then you're starting to block traffic coming in.
Then you can see the trucks coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Coming out of the asphalt.
Because they put a soundproof wall there for the house that was sitting there. And because they put that fence or that wall there, then they put a stop sign there, and you've got to pull up to see around, and then they've got like a curve. Their trucks go in a curve and come back out. Well, you can't see them on the curve, and then they're right there.
On top of you.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's dangerous. It really is.
I've been lucky a couple of times that someone hasn't taken my bumper off.
Nine.
Because when they get the trucks going, the road's not wide enough if they're coming quickly. Sometimes really you'd be positioned for a car.
And they're moving. Right. I mean, when they come out, they're moving.
They are.
Okay.
And they're also using Kruger Road to Brazier before 5 o'clock in the morning.
And that was a stipulation they would not use from Kruger Road to Brazier. Where the stop sign is. They would not use that. Today there were several trucks coming down.
Yeah. Are they asphalt trucks or are they sand plant trucks?
Asphalt trucks, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the sand plant wasn't supposed to be used either.
On the contrary. See, that was the reason it came back down to us from a higher court. We could not rule on anything dealing with the sand plant. So we couldn't change anything with the sand plant. And that's why they put the road out to 113, so that all traffic for the asphalt plant would have to use that road.
Yes.
But the sand plant can still use that other road.
Well, originally the sand plant went on, I don't remember the name of the road, Bunting Road.
Yeah, the sand plant was supposed to use only Bunting Road.
Because you have school buses.
They were supposed to take Shortley and then Bunting.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
We have school buses too that come down there.
I understand, but that if it's sand plant traffic, it's allowed to use either.
Well, they can do it if they want, but they're going to take out somebody.
Well,
so who do we contact? The highway department?
DelDOT. Yeah, DelDOT. Mm-hmm. So we can't
but if that's a private road from where that number 50 is back, and you're saying it's not wide enough, but you're not on that. You just travel the 50. But the trees there on...
The fence and the trees.
The fence and the trees.
If you move
block.
Back up, you can see where they're coming off that 90, which sends them back further behind that fence. And I understand what you're saying. So they have a certain rate of speed that when they finally come out from behind there, you know, that's not enough distance for them to see. a truck at that rate of speed.
Yeah.
And creates a problem.
And see, that wasn't originally part of the highway.
Right.
No, it wasn't there. 67 years ago, it wasn't.
One would think that it would be the other way, where they stop for a public road, but.
Yeah, Del, that would have to get into that.
Yeah.
You have to take it up with it, honestly, because.
Well, see, someone told him a false story.
No.
That moved in the neighborhood, and they wanted something, and Del Dot believed it.
And it wasn't there. And it attests to the fact that more water has been used from our water table, because my pump went dry, burned out my pump while I was at work, and I had to have a new well drilled.
Let me,
because
so
we had
the,
no water. And it's hit us 1, 2, 3, 4 downriver.
Let me ask, if I may, let me ask the applicant, because I'm not sure that they use the water, but let me ask to clarify.
Water is opposed to what we do on an every day. We use a simple water hose to soak the back of the trucks, but we do not use anything like the sampling.
Any volume, right.
And they actually recirculate the water that comes out of the pond, so I don't know how that would be affecting water tables.
So your consumption of water is less than an average business?
It would be less than a
household?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, we just heard testimony from him. They don't use it.
But he's talking about the sand plant.
No, I'm talking about the asphalt plant. That's
we're not talking about sand.
Asphalt and water don't mix.
Okay.
But you're also on our water plant. The asphalt plant is drawing water from the water that also serves us.
How does it do that?
How do you know that?
They don't use
that.
Water to make asphalt.
How do you know that?
How do I know that? Because when I bought my house, they showed me the water table.
But how do you know what aquifer they're pulling from?
Because it was the large aquifer.
Well, there's many
it would never go dry.
There's many aquifers.
Okay.
I mean, how do you know that they're pulling from the same?
Melvin's wife would not have paid for wells for some of the people that had to.
His daughter.
That might be because of the sand plant.
Yeah, that's the sand plant.
It's the sand plant.
Totally
I remember that.
That's why we're here tonight.
That was the sand plant, ma'am. I do remember that. That wasn't that's asphalt.
Right.
Because a garden hose versus, you know, your aquifer is different with the sand. They use a lot of water.
Yeah.
But that you're right there, but it wasn't for this one, though. So, see, we got two of them here together. We're not the sand plant.
We're becoming an industrial center.
Well.
And when I bought my house, I was residential agriculture.
Oh. So anyway, I just want to let you know some of the problems that we're having.
Yeah, but a lot of those would be Delta, though.
Well, asphalt, the plant, the trucks coming in and out.
Yeah.
They need, if he's maintaining the road and fixing it up, it just needs, they need to buy some more land and expand that road to make it larger. It's too small for.
That road's the same size as the exit road.
It's still too small for all those trucks.
Same size as a highway.
When they come down the road,
when you get, if you're on that road, it isn't. If you're in a car or watching your trucks.
Okay.
Yeah. Two trucks can go back and forth.
We'll get to you.
Today it wasn't.
Okay.
Maybe.
They had to do that.
Okay.
So what do you know?
Can we take a recess for a few minutes and let her go find the time to open it and.
I was going to ask that question.
I don't have the findings from the 1997 file. I only have them from 2013, and there were times there.
Let's take a
10-minute
recess.
Sure.
So time.
See if I can find them.
Board's going to stand recess for about 10 minutes to give her enough time.